Bundy.
Yeah.
Here he is now.
Look as though you're associating yourself with revolutionary names and other people perverting those names. I think that's popular in Latin America.
Yeah?
Mr. Bundy on 9-2.
Yes.
Rusk was just about to sign on, but George Ball, who was with him, was gravely troubled by a point that I think is worth your careful thought, which is that all this with the OAS actually in session, a statement hitting the tickers which puts public heat on them, could backfire. They're getting on to bunker right away.
Well, I know it, but I couldn't get it out earlier. I've been trying since 11:30. Before they even met.
Well, Bunker was against a public statement before the meeting.
I thought he was against the letter.
Well, same thing. It's the public pressure. He was against the letter.
How can I tell my view? If I'm not pressuring him, I've got to give some leadership and tell the people. I've got Morris now supporting me. I just can't sit silent.
Well, Mr. President, if the OAS should send a mission tonight, you could praise them for that and keep the heat on, and this may break in another hour. That's the point, and I think there's a lot in it, I must say. Are you in a feeling that you have to go in the next 60 minutes?
Well, I've told them that I'm going to be ready in the next 10 minutes, 20 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I can ever get anything out of the State Department. I've tried that.
Well, it's only the substantive point that's at issue here. They've made various changes in language, which I've accepted in the interest of agreement, which aren't tough. But
get it up if they've accepted. Get me what you've got. Let me look at it.
I bring it right up to you.